You're listening to SBS News.
For decades, Australia has been a magnet for overseas migration, joining the United States, Canada and New Zealand as one of the world's major immigration nations. As the national population approaches 26 million people, Australia for the first time has recorded its first decrease in its overseas-born population since the year 2000. The COVID pandemic has put a halt on migration around the world, and Simon Kostenmacher from the Demographics Group in Melbourne says that's bad news for the economy.
Lots of industries very much struggled because of the lack of migration. We can immediately think of universities that lost lots of international students, which are, of course, their main source of revenue. So it's concerning for that sector. It is concerning for the inner city housing market that is struggling because a lack of migrants. But we do need to remember that the lack of migrants actually feeds into the whole of the economy because we are missing out workers in all sectors. So that's not good.
In 2021, 7.5 million Australians, or 29.1% of the population, were born overseas. That's down by 200,000 from 2020. According to Dr. Liz Allen from the Australian National University's Centre for Social Research and Methods, the reopening of Australia's borders does not necessarily mean those migration numbers will be recovered.
I think that Australia has a lot of work to do now and into the immediate future to re-establish migration links to its nearest neighbours and to make those links mutually beneficial for the countries of origin, the people that travel, and for the local Australian population.
When we break down the number of Australians born overseas in 2021 by country, England still leads the pack with nearly 4% of Australia's overall population born there. The number of people born in India is second highest, overtaking China and doubling its proportion of the population to 2.8% compared to China's 2.3%. Beijing's limit on migration appears to have opened the door for people coming from India. Dr. Yadu Singh is the president of the Federation of Indian Associations of New South Wales. He arrived in Australia in 1991 and is now spreading the message to fellow Indians to come down under.
My message to them has always been for the last 15 years or more that this is a great place. Just ignore that nonsense created by Indian media against this country maybe in 2010-11. No, this country is a great country with great system and down-to-earth people, great facilities, health, education and the welfare state.
Dr. Singh says the key to attracting more people from India in the wake of the pandemic may lie in those that already live here.
I mean, we are the best ambassadors. Up India to Australia and Australia to India. So we can actually help the system to attract more people coming here to study and coming here to live.
But Dr. Allen from the Australian National University says Australia is now older, whiter and smaller, and more needs to be done to address that.
Overcoming the reputation that Australia has created for itself is going to be a really difficult struggle. And I expect that Australia isn't going to see the scale of immigration that it's accustomed to prior to the pandemic until probably about 5 years into the future. And that means that Australia is going to necessarily have to do more with less money. We potentially risk our living standards going backwards as a result.
While the passing of the pandemic is expected to see more migrants come to Australia, experts have warned that the country has a fight on its hands to attract the same numbers here as before the pandemic, due to competition from countries like the United States and Canada attracting migrants there instead. Tysock Husey, SBS News.